Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
How do we find heart in the midst of losing a loved one? How can we go about finding a bit of peace when life does not go the way we want it to go? I think these are some of the questions that come to our hearts when we say goodbye to a loved one. A part of the journey that we go through in these moments when we have to prepare ourselves, when we have to find ourselves to be ready to answer those questions. And sometimes it feels like we're not ready to answer those questions when life's moments come, when these hard moments come about us. So what do we do? How do we prepare ourselves? How do we find ourselves ready to answer those questions when life seems to be overwhelming, when we're not sure what comes next? We find ourselves trying to answer and ask those questions when we are saying goodbye to a loved one, when we're facing a time of loss. And we can look to the inspiration and the teachings that Paul gives to us in 2 Corinthians to give us a sense of how we might go about understanding the value of being able to answer those questions for ourselves. The people in Corinth that Paul was writing to, they were going through a time of loss. They were going through a time of great struggle. In particular, they were finding themselves in the face of persecution. They were being persecuted for their faith in Jesus Christ as the Messiah, as the Savior. They were being persecuted for the ways in which they were countering the culture around them. And they were losing people. They were saying goodbye to people that were part of their community, part of their church. And they weren't sure how to make sense of all of it. And Paul is writing to them to give them a sense of encouragement so that they know how to be ready for the losses that they would face. Paul finds them in a situation where if he does not teach them, if he does not speak to them, they will go from being afflicted to being crushed. They may be perplexed, and he wants to keep them from finding their way into despair. He wants them to understand while they may be persecuted, they are not forsaken. That while some might be struck down, they have not been destroyed. Without the answer to how we know what comes next, how can we have hope? We'll find ourselves, and they found themselves, leaning on the side of being crushed, finding themselves with despair, being forsaken, or thinking that their lives have been destroyed. But the reality is what Paul was reminding them of the great hope that God gives to us, that death does not have the final say, that death does not end life completely, rather brings us into eternal life with God when this life is over. And when we can remember that in the moments of loss, it can help us to make it through. It can help us to find our heart when we need to be led by God. When we can cling to that hope that God is with us at all times, we can be reminded of how God leads us. We can be reminded of how much God loves us. And so what Paul did for the people in Corinth then, God continues to do for us. God prepares us so that when we face these moments of loss, we don't find ourselves leaning into despair, leaning into wondering if God had forsaken us, leaning into the dismal reality that we think we face. Instead, God gives us the encouragement to cling to hope. God gives us an understanding of what is to come so that we can understand that God has done great things for us. Because if we don't prepare ourselves, if we don't celebrate our loved ones, if we think that this is it, then we don't have the perspective that God wants for us. And when we find ourselves in those moments of great stress, when we find ourselves in those moments of great anxiety, we know what happens, right? If we haven't prepared our hearts, if we haven't prepared our minds, we will lean on things that won't help us. We will lean on things that won't give us what we need to make it through. And when we leave hope behind, we can often think God has left us behind. And so what God calls us to do is to bring hope with us into all these moments. When we can prepare our hearts, we can prepare our minds, we can carry forward in the way God wants us to. Now, Paul spoke to a church in Corinth then that needed a reminder of the simple fact that life goes on, that God makes a promise to us that one day we will be reunited with all those who have gone before us. And we need to cling to that promise and that hope as well. But there's a few other things that I think we need to be reminded of in our times of grief and our times of loss that if we don't prepare ourselves for, we will forget are true. And one of those things that God wants us to, we want to remember, is that God does not cause the loss of our loved ones. Oftentimes when I sit with families or sit with people that are grieving the loss of loved ones, they ask, why did God take this person? Why did God want another angel in heaven? God does not cause the losses that we suffer. Loss is a part of this life. Loss is perhaps a result of the freedom that God gives to us. But oftentimes in our grief, we wonder if God is punishing us. That's something that when we lean on, it leaves us wanting. It leaves us wondering, who is God and why would God do this to us? God does not cause the loss of our loved ones. Rather, God causes the redemption of all things. God makes us a promise. God makes us a promise that we will one day be reunited with all those. And the suffering that they have gone through, or the suffering that we will go through, may not have redemption in this life, but we'll be redeemed by God. And we can cling to that in the moments of loss. Oftentimes we find ourselves wondering, what is life? What does it mean when we lose a loved one? And we find ourselves struggling with these things. So if we can prepare ourselves, if we can remember the hope we have in moments like this, if we can remember the promise that God will redeem all things and God does not cause the loss of our loved ones, then we will be ready to face those moments of loss in the future. Instead of finding ourselves facing what feels like a crushing blow, we will understand it is an affliction that God is with us in. Instead of finding ourselves in despair that we will never see the loved one again, we can cling to the hope that God is with us. And instead of finding ourselves wondering if God has forsaken us because God has taken a loved one, we can know that that is not true, that God is with us, that God is carrying us, and that God is giving us hope that death does not have the final say. So when the future comes, when we face the loss of a loved one, maybe these things that Paul has taught us, maybe these promises we can hear in the scriptures can remind us that God is with us, that God is carrying us, and that God has given us a way to find our heart, even in the darkest of moments. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.